Welcome to Worship on the Way to Work, a podcast about connecting with God in our workplaces. My name is Cara Martin. I'm a lecturer, speaker, and author of the Worship books.
And my name is Stephen Field, Senior Pastor of Canterbury Baptist Church in Melbourne, Australia. Whatever work you do, whatever work means to you, let's take this moment to remind ourselves that God is with us. We are here to worship God, the God who is revealed to us in Jesus and the God who has sent His Holy Spirit to us so the life of God might flow from us. We start this day humbly, acknowledging that our thoughts, words, and actions have not always been a true reflection of the light and life of God in our workplaces. And we start this day with hope, because God's mercy is new every morning, and God promises us grace for each new day.
Let's acknowledge God's presence. Thank you, God, Creator of the world, that you have made us in your image, the image of a worker. Help us to be aware of your desire to work through us today, empowered by your Spirit and modeling Jesus. Amen. Today, as we prepare to start our working week, let's hear the words of Psalm 37, 12 to 17. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous.
Our Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 20, where God tells Adam the consequences of his rebellion against God's authority. Hear the word of the Lord. To Adam he said, "Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return."
I've been told that it is really hard to convince people about the reality of sin. And I have an easy way to overcome this. Mention work. None of us need to be convinced about the reality of sin and its connection with work. Whatever that work is, whether it's housework or schoolwork, study, paid work, voluntary work, it is always connoted with difficulty. Think of all the synonyms for work. They're all negative. Toil, exertion, slog, drudgery, grind, hard yakka, travail, labour. While in chapters 1 and 2 of Genesis, work is seen as a good thing, part of being made in the image of God, and God invites human beings to work with him, completing the filling of creation. In chapter 3 of Genesis, everything begins to go horribly wrong. Working is directly impacted as sin enters creation. Eve and Adam disobey God by eating the fruit they were instructed to leave alone. Adam blames Eve and God, and Eve blames the snake. Sin has entered the garden. Relationships are broken with each other, with God, and with creation. Then, dramatically, God pronounces the consequences. He starts with Eve and her primary work of childbirth, which will become painful and difficult. Notice that the process of her working is cursed, but not the child. Next comes Adam and his primary work of cultivating food. Notice that here too, work itself is not cursed, but the process is. Work will be harder and more painful. Verse 17 talks about through painful toil. In verse 18, we are told that thorns and thistles will mean we're not as productive or fruitful as we hope to be. Verse 19 tells us we will sweat with the effort to do things that were simple before. And this is the reality as we know it with our work. All the frustrations and disappointments. Work is more difficult than it should be. Work has become unpleasant. Work is liable to failure and unintended consequences. We should not be surprised that work is hard and things go wrong and relationships become difficult. But we should also be encouraged that sin does not have the final say. Working is hard, but work itself remains a good thing, a necessary thing for us as human beings. We are made to expend energy with purpose, and it is most beneficial if it is aligned with God's purposes. Work can still be a beautiful thing. However, the reality is that our working is impacted by sin.
Let's come to God in prayer. Wherever you are in this moment, whether on public transport or in your car or at your workplace, quiet your mind and focus your heart, and let's pray. Our working is impacted by sin. How do you respond to that idea? That even though God has good work for you to do, your working is impacted by sin. I'll leave a space for you to consider that now. Now take a moment to consider this question. Where do you see the impact of sin in your work? Is it on the ways you are stifled in your productivity? Is it in the tangle of working relationships? Is it in the broken structures of your work? Take this moment to talk to God about it. Imagine God is with you right now. Maybe imagine God seated next to you asking, "So, how's your week looking? What do you want to tell God about your working week ahead, and particularly the ways you experience the impact of sin in your work?" Thank you. God of mercy and justice, thank you that you give us good work to do. Thank you that you have not allowed evil to overwhelm us. Instead of getting annoyed at the sin we see, let us give you thanks that good work still happens. Enable us to endure under difficult conditions. Help us to know that sin does not have the final say. Thank you that the power of the wicked has been broken. Thank you for Jesus. Help us to be creative and persistent in finding ways to overcome the impact of the sin we see in the workplace. Amen.
This week, be conscious that work itself is not cursed. It is still a good thing. However, it is helpful to look for some of the subtle ways that sin has permeated or impacted on your workplace. Pray for God to hold back evil and multiply what is good. We have heard the word of the Lord. We have been reminded that our working is impacted by sin. We have come before God in prayer, bringing ourselves and our workplaces before Him. So now it's time to go to work. Go into your day confident that the presence of God is with you.
Thank you for listening to Worship on the Way to Work. If you'd like to meet Cara and Stephen and be part of a community of people seeking to connect with God in their working lives, you can join the Worship on the Way to Work group on Facebook or LinkedIn. Links are in the show notes. To offer your support and show your appreciation for what you have received today, you can give at the details in the show notes. For more podcast content, search for Workplace and Faith, where special guests discuss the topic of how we live our faith in our working lives. This podcast is written and produced by Cara Martin and Stephen Field and is edited by Stephen Field on behalf of Worship on the Way in conjunction with Canterbury Baptist Church, Melbourne, Australia. Bible readings are from the New International Version. Prayer music is by Deep Instrumental. Other music sourced through Epidemic Sounds. Now for the benediction. As you enter your working day, may the light and the life of God's Spirit dwell richly with you. May He guide you through this day, protect you from all that might bring you harm. And may you know God's peace. And remember, our working is impacted by sin, but work itself is still a good thing.